The talk among people in Gaza is that Hamas, as the elected leadership here, must be allowed to participate in peace talks, despite the objections of Israel and the United States, who consider Hamas a terrorist organization.
They are not terrorists. They defend their homeland. The resistance, the people who fight for us, are the ones who should lead us.
Hamas is a part of the people. They do a lot for the people of the Gaza Strip.
Many here say they would prefer to see Hamas and its rival Fatah settle bitter differences and reunite as one voice for all Palestinians.
Hamas was elected by the people and it has the authority here in the Gaza Strip. Fatah has authority as well. That's why we want unity. People elected Hamas and that's why negotiations should include Hamas. Without Hamas, there will be no peace in the area.
Senior Hamas officials we spoke with here in Gaza said there was an increasing urgency to put aside differences with Fatah and achieve Palestinian political unity before taking part in any international peace negotiations.
Okay, there's a political difference, and that's right. This happens in all countries. But we have to learn that we can deal with all these differences through civilized means, dialogue, negotiation, but not using violence, not using guns, not using bullets against each other. This is what we need now, because I think now Israel is so happy for this division.
Dr. Hamad says another key factor in future peace negotiations will be the willingness of America's new president, Barack Obama, to include the participation of Hamas and its leader, Ismail Haniyeh.
What would he see from Hamas in terms of what Hamas is doing now to help the people here?
I think he will see Hamas is, first of all, they are human beings. We are a national movement. We are working for our people. We are not looking for bloodshed or for fighting because of fighting. We want to give a chance for our people to live like any people in the world.
Many in Gaza say they're withholding judgment on Barack Obama's ambitious new attempt at peace in the Middle East. For now, expectations here of Hamas and Obama ever sharing the same room together go no further than the popular coffee cups of the two sold at local souvenir shops. Mike Kirsch, Al Jazeera, Gaza City.